What exactly is the way that people want the Jennings thing to play out? Because one thing I know about fans, because we've seen it every offseason, and the fans are not in charge. We're not in charge. I get that. But when these things start getting down to the nitty-gritty, when we start getting through the preseason and things are still completely in limbo, people want to give up. People want to go, you know what, trade this dude. And obviously, this is not trade season in the NFL. I think we've kind of been through that, even though, you know, you saw a lot last week, but now rosters are set. You could see more, but I really kind of doubt it. But the frustrations are going to boil. I saw earlier this morning reports that there has not been movement between the Niners and Jennings, and both sides are starting to get ticked off. And now we're officially at the spot where I worry that there is simply no good resolution, because even a resolution leads to now a player who is not of the right health, both mind and body. They're not going to be ready for the season. Things are not going to go well. So we're getting damn close to where, if I'm the Niners, I at least for the first few weeks of the season, I'm starting to think about other options.
Well, you've already been thinking about other options because he's not been available. And if the negotiations are close, it sure doesn't feel that way from the outside. And, you know, the roster moves that they made today, they indicate one of two things. Either, you know, they feel good about him being ready for week one, or they think that they can send a couple of guys off to the street, reclaim them in the practice squad process, and then throw them right in, whether it's Gage or Robbie Chosen, even Trent Taylor, a veteran who, when you cut him, he doesn't have to go through waivers. So these guys are all available if you need them to go on the practice squad and then get elevated from there. So I think you're obviously your first best choice would be, yeah, he's going to be ready. He signs, he practices, the calf is better, and he plays. But if this thing drags out, I do think week two, you still need him. Week three, you still need him. You get to week four, and DeMarcus Robinson comes back, and you got Pearsall, and, you know, who knows who else will emerge. I do think that your need for Juwan is greater now than it will be later in the year.
Well, I think the thing that we're not even thinking about, it's like we sit here and look at this situation through the moment, and the moment is that, well, Ricky Pearsall can play, and Sky Moore can play, and they'll have some other people up for the game for sure. They'll have five receivers up for the game, but, like, dude, this is a game in Seattle. What happens if one or two receivers goes out and gets hurt in that game? You have to be ready for situations. And that's why I am just completely out on the idea of the 49ers going into next week and still having this as a big question mark. To me, starting tomorrow morning, I need to know who is very likely going to be on my week one roster and start getting ready for that football game. I do not want conversations and Instagram posts and walking through stadiums with popcorn bags. Like, this is not what we're doing. There's a week, there's a game in a week and a half.
Right. And unfortunately, it's not the way it works. And, you know, you talked about this on how it happens all the time in the NFL, and you're right. I don't necessarily like it as a fan, and as an owner of a team, I would like it even less, because you sign a guy to a deal, he plays well, outperforms his contract, now he wants more money. That's, you know, what if he would have underperformed his contract? Could you go to him and say, you know what, we're going to cut your salary?
They do it all
the
time.
You can just cut him, send him out.
They just did it to Kyle Juszczyk.
You can't just give the guy, you know.
They just did.
That Juszczyk had to come back and re-sign because only about eight teams use fullback. So that's a different situation.
They asked him to take a pay cut. He said no. He got cut. Then he changed his mind.
Like, and he came back because he wanted to have a job.
Right. So I get, again, we have a situation here, and then each of us gets to decide who you want to blame. I know that the way you're looking at it, you put more of the blame on Juwan. That's not what I'm saying. I don't blame Juwan for bringing it to this spot. I blame both sides for bringing it to this spot, and now we've arrived at a bad spot. And that's why I blame both sides. Yeah. This is not good for Juwan. It's not good for the 49ers. ... It's bad for us. It's bad for all of us who root for the 49ers. This is not the situation that they should be in, and they didn't need to be in this situation. And I say that with one caveat of not knowing what Juwan is asking for.
Right.
But then again, they've known about this for weeks. And if Juwan is asking for something crazy and they really believe that he was dug in, then yes, you could have traded him. You could have done all kinds of different things to get ready for this moment. But now we're arriving at Pants Downville. That's where we're arriving.
And, well, for whom? I mean,
for all of us.
Maybe not for the Niners. If maybe they feel the, like they I have mean, receivers that they can use in the short term and they can play and be close to what Juwan Jennings can be, Juwan's got a calf injury.
But they don't have
Matt Barrow said that to us yesterday. He believes that he does have,
I mean, he
still
did.
Has an injury.
He did.
He said it to us yesterday.
Right, because they haven't been told otherwise, and he's a reporter, and he doesn't
want
to
Yeah, I believe it. Yeah, I believe what he's saying.
I don't. I think Juwan is completely healthy, or else we would, like, there's no way Kyle Shanahan would have said 3 days ago that we definitely expect him for week one, and it should be healed by then.
Right, and, you know, as of right now, I would not expect him to be there week one, and let's just say he doesn't play week one because the calf or the cash or whatever it is, and the Niners go out, and whether it's Gage or Chosen or whoever it is, they step up. Sky Moore, 6 catches, no drops. And
I mean,
you go out and you beat Seattle 28-20.
Sure.
All of a sudden, if you're Juwan, you're thinking, uh-oh, they went out and won with these guys without me?
I don't, like, yeah, see, that's why I do not see this. That's not an option for Juwan. Juwan cannot sit out games if he's truly hurt, which I do not believe. But if he has truly got a calf injury that Kyle Shanahan was comfortable 3 days ago saying he definitely should be ready for week one, and he's truly not, and it's truly because of health, then he should be on IR because something is really, really wrong.
Right.
But I don't believe that. I don't think that's what this is about. I believe it's about all of these other things, and that's why, to me, the responsibility lies with everyone because it is your responsibility to have your roster ready to go by week one. It's his responsibility. It's your responsibility. You had options of how to handle this. And so I know this is a much smaller scale than what we've seen the last couple of off seasons, but here we are again.
Well, it's equally impactful. Forget the scale.
Totally.
Like, he's as important as Ayuk was last year, in my opinion, partly because of how he blocks and also because you do run a lot of two-receiver sets. And so if you go two receivers right now, you're going with Pearsall and Sky Moore?
I mean,
is that really what we're doing with one?
I would argue that in a very small sample, I don't mean this from a large standpoint, but I mean just where we are right now versus where we were last August, Juwan Jennings is more important to the start of this year than Brandon Ayuk was to the start of last year.
Without a doubt.
I think he's more, yeah, no doubt. Like, they had other receivers they could turn to last year.
Even though you didn't have Ricky at the beginning, you did have Debo Samuel.
Like, I mean, exactly. Yeah, you had people. You had people you could put out on the field. They literally don't have people they can put on the field.
Right. You've got Juwan, who's got a contract or a calf. You've got Pearsall, sure, he's going to be great. Sky Moore, you mentioned it, he has a hard time catching
the
football.
Even if he didn't, he just got here, too.
Cowing has been hurt, and Watkins may be a guy who shifts to IR if he's not able to. Maybe he's not able to play till week two or week three,
Yeah. Which
is why they're not making that move. But you may get to a spot where you have to say to Watkins, look, the Jennings thing's not happening, and we need a body. You're not ready for week one. We're going to have to do this and bring somebody up from the practice squad.
Well, the problem with that is you only have so many IR designated to return slots
year
long.
Yeah, good
and
point.
If you only have a couple of those. If you use them right out of the gate, you could really end up in a bad spot. So, I mean, that's my, like, right now, if I asked you this, how would you answer it? Let's say the Jennings thing's not ready to go for whatever reason by the time the Seahawks game is here. When the Niners go three wide, name the names.
No, I can't. You can't make me.
I can.
You can't, and I won't answer that. You don't have to answer that. I want the truth.
No, you do. You have to answer that.
Well, it would be Juwan Jennings. Oh, nah, never mind. Ricky Pearsall, sure. Sky Moore, and fingers crossed, Jacob Cowing.
Oh, Jacob Cowing, there's no chance he's ready by then. They've already announced that he's out 6 weeks.
6 weeks?
4 to 6 weeks.
He's going to get put on
the list. No, he's going to IR. Watkins, I don't think, is, because he could be ready by week two.
Yeah, you got no DeMarcus Robinson. You've got no Ayuk. It's going to have to be somebody that you were able to resurrect off your practice squad.
Right, and you need backups behind them, too.
No doubt.
Like, they need, essentially, right now what we know, the Niners need 3 wide receivers by September 7th. That currently are either question marks or not on the roster.
Yeah, and that's counting Juwan Jennings as not being available.
They've got Sky Moore and Ricky Pearsall.
That's it.
That's it.
End of list. Yeah, and you've got a bunch of guys who will be on the practice squad, and, you know, you're going to be in a situation where you may be limited in what you do offensively. And you're going to see a lot of the two tight ends, a lot of the Kyle Juszczyk and the two running backs. And you know, you might also see, Mark, now that you got me thinking X's and O's, you might see Brian Robinson and Christian McCaffrey on the field together.
Of course.
Which the Niners don't do that almost ever.
I definitely think that's in the plans this year.
You put McCaffrey out of the slot.
Absolutely.
And have him play
put
receiver.
Put him in motion. Yeah. Yeah. There are ways to do it. I'm sure Kyle Shanahan, I don't think he, you know, like Steiny was saying earlier, like, it doesn't matter who I got. I don't think he thinks that, but I do think he thinks there are ways to attack troubling situations.
Yeah.
There are offensive sets that I can put together that will at least give us a shot to go out there and move the ball. 888-957-9570 is the number. We're live at Splash at Thrive City getting ready for Jody and San Jose's fantasy draft, which is coming an hour away, winning our contest last week. And we always love being here for whatever reason.
Oh,
but
yeah,
this is especially fun. But we'll take your calls on all things going Niner roster set. The Juwan Jennings situation is not. Let's go to Trevor in Rohnert Park. Hey, Trevor, thanks for calling.
Hey, what's up, guys? Just one thing I wanted to mention, because you guys are sponsored by Laughing Monk, that there was a really awesome collaboration between Laughing Monk and Old Chaz Brewery out here. If you didn't know about it, it was awesome. So maybe they'll do it another time. The Juwan Jennings thing, I think this is just drawing a line in the sand for the Niners. I think it's a player trying to hold the Niners hostage. There's a way about going about negotiating. And when the first thing that comes out is publicly you say, pay me or trade me when your contract's not even up. I think if the Niners keep getting bullied, they're just seeing no end to it. So they got bullied last year with the negotiations, with Ayuk. And it's happening again. And I think to a certain extent, the Niners are like, hey, enough is enough. We're not going to negotiate like this. So I feel like that's...
Do you know what my question is for all you guys? Trevor, this is for you, Dibs, everybody who's listening. I want to know why it triggers everybody so much when somebody asks for something contractually when they still have a deal. Do you all realize that that's how it is every time? Nobody ever holds out when they don't have a deal. That's called being a free agent. You just go sign wherever you want. So every single contractual argument that's happened in the history of the NFL comes when somebody has a deal. And I don't hear so many people say in all of those situations, hey, dude, you signed a deal. Get your butt into camp and get ready for a game. Nobody says it to Trey Hendrickson. Nobody says it to Micah Parsons. Nobody says it to any of those people. This is no different than any of those situations. Why does that bother some people so much? Trevor's
okay.
gone.
Yeah,
okay.
Trevor's gone. It's first of all, he's not Trey Hendrickson and he's not Micah Parsons.
No, he's Juwan Jennings.
Right, and he had a nice year. And every time that this happens, it irks me in similar fashion. Like Brandon Ayuk, you had his fifth year option, mm-hmm. basically, because he was a first round pick. And so you have the right to do whatever you want. And the team has the right to say, no, we don't want to do this. And then the player can either play or not play. It's just the ongoing push pull of a guy who's making money. He signed a deal last year. This is not his rookie deal. This is why this one's a little different for me, because you just signed a 2-year deal and you got $15 million, you got a ton of signing bonus, and you balled out. And so now you come back the next year and you want more? Just rubs me the wrong way.
I mean, rookie deal has also got Penn on it. Like, why do they not have to? Why are they not stuck to those?
They are stuck to those, but if like, do you well, then the team, a lot of times the team's going to want to reward you, like with Nick Bosa. You're clearly one of the best in football. We want to reward you because you've become one of the highest paid. You're going to be one of the highest paid guys, and you want to keep him, so you sign him then. If you don't sign him, that player is going to leave in free agency.
Right, well, right.
So there's a little of that proactivity with the big boys, and I don't think Juwan Jennings is in that category.
No, but everybody is in their own category, and we've seen it at all levels.